We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to The Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Sneaky Joe DiBiase on WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, if you thought day one was fun, how about day two? Because we are live down here at Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase. It is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, it
happy is. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Happy day two of the NCAA tournament. Happy day after Brandon Bean speaks to the media. We can dissect it all. Happy Sabres, Flyers, night tonight. I mean, there's a lot going on here, Joe. We got a lot going on today.
Yep, the tournament gets going in just about 2 hours. So, you know, it's a little rainy outside. So today's a perfect day if you're some people take off work for St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yeah, and we have some people. Probably, yeah.
Stay inside, watch the tournament, come down here.
It is wild. If you remember, we've had some wild weather this kind of week over the years. Remember 2012? The Mario Williams year, it was like 70 yes. to 72 degrees.
Beautiful. Yep.
And then it got really cold like the following week or two, and things froze. People were like, yeah, it was bad for the crops, for the warm weather and then the freezing. That's how this shifts.
Yep.
And then this year, we just can't get out of the 35 to 40 degree doldrums. And then last year, someone sent me a picture of them golfing on March 19th.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, people were golfing a month ago.
Right, right.
There was like that
That's
one
right.
day where it was 65 degrees. But otherwise, yeah.
It is wet out there, but you know what?
But
it's St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, you got the tournament.
It's inside. We're inside. We're not outside. We're inside. Yeah. We're at Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Come on downtown. It's going to be a fabulous time here today throughout the weekend. Of course, it always is, and we are here today from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. We're going to hear from Tony Sinise coming up in just a little while. He is the sportsbook manager. We'll do that in just a little while. In the meantime, I noticed you and I have different shades of green on.
Yeah, we do.
I went through a couple different choices today in my closet, like what do I have green? And I don't have a lot. I had something like you have on, like the lighter green.
It's more of like an aqua almost, or like a teal kind of.
Yeah, I have a couple things that are like that, like teal.
Yeah. No,
I don't
it's not
have
quite.
Much.
I've got like a medallion on here that's like St. Patrick's Day decorations. Like that's
well,
the green you're thinking
shout
of.
Out to Stephanie Dolsky, who's here from WGR and Odyssey, and she's manning the promotions table. We have T-shirts. I think we have tickets to the zoo, she said, the aquarium.
Yeah.
We got a whole bunch of stuff that you know, people can come over here and spin a wheel and win a prize.
Yep.
When you come to a casino, you got to win.
You got to win something.
This is the way to win, no matter what.
We're going to give you a chance to win. Yep.
Absolutely. And then today, more of the NCAA tournament. And, of course, you can watch things here. You and I had a discussion yesterday. I felt so proud. I had my chest out to text you about Furman.
You did. And that it was your logic that caused me to switch my pick from Virginia to Furman. Because I didn't have Virginia going more than one more game anyway. I had them losing in the next round to
It's kind of my secret. I don't want to say it, but I have to, I guess.
You already said
listening.
It on the air yesterday.
I did. So the secret, what I do, and it doesn't always work out. Joe says to me, boy, I really want to take Furman, but I don't know if I can do that over Virginia. And I said, well, how far do you have Virginia going? He said, like one more round. I said, then just take Furman because if most people are going to have Virginia advancing on. If you don't anyway, just go with the upset. That way, if you get it, you get the extra points.
Yeah. To be fair, I did need a really dumb play from a guy just throwing a psychotic rainbow pass to half court in order to win the game.
And
so I got lucky a little bit.
Joe, what's crazy about that play, and I tweeted about this, the kid who made it, who did it, is not a kid. He is one of the most experienced college basketball players in the country. He may be the most experienced. K.A. Clark. Joe, He is a fifth-year player who's played 160 college basketball games, and he made that play.
I didn't realize that.
Wow. He's a grad student.
Wow.
He's one of these guys. When you know people say, oh, Jerry McNamara was at Syracuse forever, like, this guy's been at Virginia forever. He is a Virginia lifer for 5 years, trapped in the corner. And if there's anybody in the country you'd say will never make that play, it would be this guy.
What's the name of the player again? Do you
know? Clark.
Kia Clark?
Keihia, I think. But take a look at him.
Okay.
He's played 160 college basketball games. All right, you're going to look up his game logs now. Well, over 30 games a year for 5 years.
Yeah, and what I'm trying to look up too.
Look at that.
Has he been a part? So Virginia,
yes,
yes. Their tournament history recently. They lost as a 4 seed yesterday. They lost as a 4 seed in their last tournament appearance 2 years ago. They lost to a 13. I forget who they lost to, but they lost as a 4. And then, of course, they famously lost to the only one
Maryland,
seed
Baltimore
to ever lose
County.
To a 16. And
UMBC.
I'm trying to find out if this Kia Clark has been
and
a
they
part
won,
of...
Wait, and they won a national championship the following year, though. They lost
to... Right.
Virginia goes from losing as the one seed, as the only team to ever do that in the first round, to winning the national title the next year.
So this guy's had a very... I think he's been around for... Kia Clark, I think, has been around for all of that.
That's amazing. Yes.
18. No, he was not... Okay, sorry. He was not a part of the team that lost as a one seed.
He was a freshman when they won the championship.
He was a freshman when they won the championship. There was no tournament the next year.
That's right.
But then, you know, they lose... They lose to as a 4 seed, and then the NIT, and then they lose as a 4 seed again. So guy had a very, you know,
I mean,
up and down career.
I don't know what the equivalent would be in any other sport. But you have to think
for the player in particular, for the team,
both. Basically, a guy who total veteran. Oh, I mean, it's kind of the Patriots last year against the Raiders.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah, Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby.
I mean, Jacoby Myers isn't a 10-year vet, but
yeah. And he hasn't won a championship.
But he's four years in, and he made that play.
The difference there, I don't know how good a prospect this Kia Clark is. I mean, if you're your fifth-year senior,
right.
I would imagine you're not going to be like
Correct.
A high NBA pick.
Right.
Man, you do feel for him on some level, though, because that's going to be the last moment of his college basketball career.
Yes, that's right. And
that's how you go out? Man, that's a tough one.
I would also say, and I didn't see this, I heard this, Kia Clark in the locker room answered every question about it, owned it, and even was on his phone watching it and saying, I guess I should have done this or that. Like, that's wild and awesome on him to be able to do
Did
that.
Did you see the video of the Furman player going into the locker room?
No.
The tunnel
saying, I didn't.
He's just, like, yelling to himself, I can't believe he threw it.
I can't believe he threw it.
Yeah.
I can't believe he threw it. Kia Clark. So that's how the tournament started yesterday. It ended last night. In case you didn't know, Houston was on the ropes last night. As
yeah.
a one. And then they came back. They won by double digits, but they were on the ropes all night
yep.
last night. And that was Western Kentucky, I believe, is who they were playing against.
Well,
so.
Good, because if I woke up to the team I picked to win the tournament, losing in the first round, it was 16. I might have been out in this tournament pretty quickly. I'm not the biggest college basketball fan, so having a pick in every game is what gets me there.
Northern Kentucky. Sorry, not Western.
Kentucky.
Northern Kentucky. All right. Yeah. We're going to bring in here, if we can, Tony Sinise. Tony's going to join us here to tell us all about what's going on today. We want you to come down here. Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino downtown. Tony's going to tell us all the different things we got going on at the Sportsbook, different kind of promotions they have going on, what you can do once you get here. Tony, thank you for stopping by, joining us here at our beautiful setup here at your beautiful bar here at Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. We're right behind the bar, actually.
That's right. Thanks for having
me. Let
me
just pull that mic for to your – there you go, right
okay,
there. There you go.
Well, thanks for coming, and thanks for having me. Good to be on.
All right, so tell us, everybody, what's going on down here today and obviously all weekend long, St. Patrick's Day and the NCAA tournament.
Right, yeah, we have our Baskets, Bets, and Brews promotion. So basically you could come to the sports lounge. We'll get – for $75, you get a reserve seat. You get 4 beer tickets, a half pound of wings, a smash burger, loaded fries, and exclusive access to our betting window. So that's a pretty good deal. We had a few people take it up today. So that's one thing going on. We also have $4 Miller Lite drafts throughout the entire tournament here at the Styx Bar.
Awesome.
And we also have a promotion called the Parlay Replay. So if someone makes a $25 or more parlay that doesn't win, you could write your name and phone number on the back, drop it in the drum in our sports lounge, and we're going to be doing 3 drawings
where we will pay out your parlay as if it won in free slot play, rounded up to the nearest 100. So
very cool. Easy to get here. Obviously, it's right downtown. Tell everybody kind of where you're located. Somebody's listening now and going, you know, I've never been there. I want to see it. I want to see all the different improvements. I've been here since it was that little blue building many years ago, right? I came in here. This place is fabulous now. Tell everybody how they can get here.
Yeah, so we're right down the road from the arena, and to get to the sports lounge, you could park in the garage, and we're right there as you walk in. Can't miss us. The Sticks Bar is prominent in the middle of the gaming floor. This is a great property. It's not as big as our Niagara Falls one, so it's very hard to get lost here. You'll find your way around and find everything you need.
Do you have a bracket? Is it busted? Are you okay right now?
So
how's it look?
I have a bracket,
okay.
Yes. So I'm a genius because I took Furman.
Yes, I love it. You and Joe,
but,
I love it.
But I also had Arizona making the finals. So,
oh, man.
So, I didn't spend too much time on that bracket, but it is busted. So.
Well, it's better than my wife, who has Virginia winning the national championship.
Right.
So she's already out. What is it like here when it gets rocking and rolling during a college basketball tournament?
It's great. Yeah, we had a packed house yesterday in the sports lounge. We, you know, it was funny when Furman hit that three to take the lead with 2 seconds left. The whole place went nuts, and they were all excited. And then it was like a little pause, and then everybody goes, "Oh no, my parlay!" So they were excited. They're sports fans; they want to see exciting games. But a lot of money lost on that one.
I can imagine. And then Virginia comes down; they almost hit it from half court. Basically, I think it might have even been Clark who took that shot. And of course, tonight. So you got this going on the tournament. St. Patrick's Day today. Mm-hmm. Sabres tonight playing.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Tell everybody about how if you come down here, you got all these TVs. So you're never really anywhere away from seeing everything that you need to see, right?
Yes, we have the TV wall right behind you, and we have the TV wall over in our sports lounge, as well as TVs at all the pits and all the bars that are going to show all the NCAA action. We'll, of course, have the Sabres on tonight. So this is the place to watch sports.
And then what about just real quick table games so people know what they can expect when they get here? If they're a craps player or blackjack player, what do you guys got?
Yeah, we have all that. We have craps, blackjack, and all the table games and that you would ever need. Yeah, we have that, and we have tons of slot machines, and it's going to be exciting downtown Buffalo today for St. Patrick's Day, so stop in and see us.
All right, Tony, thank you very much.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you. Tony Sinise right there. He is the sportsbook manager here at Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino downtown. All right, so he said, just like you, Joe, he had Virginia losing, but he also had Arizona advancing. That was the other big upset yesterday, right? I mean, Arizona, once again, you talk about teams. You just had it. Virginia, how about Arizona? Arizona now, twice in their history, have lost as a 2 seed in the first round.
Yeah, they lost, and they lost, am I remembering right? They lost to UB, didn't they?
But they
weren't a 2.
That might have been a 12-5 or something. But, yes, that's right, if I remember correctly.
Arizona, yeah.
Right, Buffalo was like a 13 Virginia. In that game.
Say that one. What
a 13.
Was it?
Buffalo was a 13 in that game.
A 4.
Yeah, there you go.
So as a 2, they've lost twice. As a 4, they've lost. And did you have any people with Arizona in your pools as the winner? I think we had three people who picked Arizona in my one bracket. They were a defendable pick.
I heard you and Jeremy talking about the perfect bracket and how obviously that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
The other point about it is
600 left out of 20 million, 600 left.
I do remember a few years ago when someone had that Sweet 16 perfect bracket and everybody's like, oh, my God, I can't. Even that is such a hard thing to do.
Just getting to the Sweet 16.
Yes.
Not even like through the Sweet 16.
At some point, it's going to make it harder because at some point they're even going to expand the tournament even one more round, maybe. There's always been talk of going to 128 teams.
Come on.
I'm not
really?
Kidding you, yeah.
I mean, how mad? A 32 seed against a 1? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
If a 16 seed has only beat a 1 seed once, you're trying to tell me that they're going to have a 32 seed in this tournament? No, it would be less than that. But it wouldn't be much less, right? It would be like a 24 seed.
No,
right?
I mean, it'd have to be a 32.
If you're doubling it. No, you're right. If you're doubling it, there would be a 32.
I think, right?
You can't have that be a game. You would have to have like the 30. You would have to have like the number one seed get like a bye, right?
Yeah, you'd have 1 through 32, 1 through 32. You'd have 32 times 4 is, that's right.
Just don't
128.
Listen, I'm not a college basketball guy. I don't get into college basketball until like conference tournament season and then, of course, the tournament. So I'm probably the wrong guy to make this point, but it does feel like if you do that, the whole regular season is just like completely irrelevant.
And, I mean, as of right now, I always tell people, you kind of have it already like that because you do have these smaller tournaments. If you win, you're in the NCAA tournament. It's kind of having an extra round. Although the difference is you obviously have a lot of schools that get in without winning.
Right. Who are we adding? Because actually,
right.
If you're adding 40 teams, where are they coming from? You're probably adding those second-tier, you know, ACC schools, right? Those Wake Forests that didn't make the tournament this year.
Are you saying, like, Syracuse would have a chance this
year?
Yeah,
Syracuse. And, like, hey, like...
That's why Jim Boeheim, by the way, is one of these people who wants this to happen. He's always been.
Yeah, and I wonder, actually, like, I thought I'm kind of playing it out in my head. Let's say Syracuse makes the tournament as a 20 seed. Aren't they better? Aren't they better than Texas A&M Coastal Corpus Christi? Like, you're actually maybe adding some competitiveness because I would bet those second tier, like a Syracuse or a Wake Forest or a team like that that wouldn't make the tournament because they didn't do well in the conference tournament, but now they're in. They're better than those small
schools. They would get a higher seed, though, too. That's what happens now.
They'd
get the higher seed. I mean, once a team qualifies, then you just basically put them on a board and then rank them, and that's how you seed them. So it doesn't matter how you got in. It's really where you seed after that. And, look, I think the tournament now
–
I think the tournament now has just become much, much more wide open. We've seen that for so many years. And we saw it this year in college basketball. Joe, there was a run this year in college basketball. I think it was maybe – if I'm right on this – 8 straight weeks where either the 1, 2, or 3 team in the country lost. Like, every week it was happening.
Right, that's right.
Because
Alabama
lost
a couple of games. Yeah.
Purdue. Mm-hmm. Purdue was up there. They're my choice, by the way, to win.
Yeah.
We'll see. Nate Oates, by the way, if you're looking for a team to root for, maybe Nate Oates because he was at UB. Not a controversy going on with that program, with everything they've been through, obviously. That's one you might want to root for, but, you know, who knows? If you're just watching it for your money, you come down here, you bet, and then you got something you can – have more investment in.
That's right. And that's why I'm on Houston rooting for them because, I mean, I have an aunt and cousins that live in Houston.
All right, I like
it. So I have that connection too. But, yeah, Alabama, I love Nate Oates. And if they won it all, I would feel great for him. And that would be really cool if a former UB coach won the national championship, right?
That's right.
But I can't root for Alabama. I can't. Not with all that's going on with them right now. And, like, pictures, even I know it's, like, only a select few, but – the fans that are wearing T-shirts, like, killing their way through. Like,
very inappropriate.
I can't get on board with that.
No.
And you know what? Like, even though they're not a power basketball school historically still, it's Alabama. I mean, their fans, I know they're football championships. Their fans have had a lot of winning, right, over their lifetimes.
Yes.
Do they really need to add basketball championships to that? I like, usually, honestly, I root for Gonzaga every year. I like Mark Few. I like the small school story that they were coming up. And I also like that they've never won it, right? Like, they're still chasing.
Is there something to be said for that,
title.
Though? Isn't there something to be said for, here's Gonzaga, who every year for 20 years pretty much, it started late 90s, I think, when they started to kind of build the program.
Yeah.
And every year they're one of the best teams in the country in the regular season. Yep. They usually go on some sort of run in the NCAA tournament, and they always fall short.
Yeah.
Is there something to be said for, well, they just truly aren't a power team who plays enough of those other power games, so at the end of the day, they don't have what it takes.
No, that's right. I mean, that's a good reason why maybe they haven't won it.
Right.
But doesn't that also – don't you kind of like that about them, though? They're like, they're the underdog, right?
They're lovable losers in some way. I mean
– yeah, that too.
They're kind of like the Chicago Cubs from, you know, for – although it hasn't been, you know, whatever years before the Cubs finally won it.
And even Mark Few, like, I don't know too much about his story, but just knowing a little bit about it, isn't he a guy that's been, like – how many times over the years could he have left for, like, a blue blood program?
Probably,
and instead built it up there. And, like, I have some appreciation for that as well. I know they're a 3 seed this year. There have been other years where they've been, like, the favorites to win the tournament.
Yep.
And they could win it this year, but they're not the favorite. So Gonzaga usually is the school that I'll root for.
I'm like you, though. I think when you bring this up, I think what you're saying, I root for coaches. I love certain coaches.
Well, they're the stars, like, of the sport, right?
Honestly, like, that's why I love Tony Bennett. I can't always pick Virginia, but I do love Tony Bennett. I just love the way he coaches. Oh, man, I was a big Jay Wright fan. He's on TV now. Jay Wright, you know, he retires from Villanova, but Jay Wright, just love watching Jay Wright coach on the sidelines.
Yeah.
I love coaches. And then you have the other side where you got, like, Buzz Williams. I love, he is just always up and, you know, he's sweating. He's a bigger guy. He's bald. He's going crazy. I love the energy of Buzz Williams.
See, I'll usually go the other way on that. I don't have a lot of coaches that I root for, but I have a lot of coaches that I root against.
Yes.
Like Pitino.
Oh, okay.
I'll root against Rick Pitino every single day of the week. I'll root against, It used to be Coach K.
Uh-huh.
Are Duke still – I mean, for you, this is an easy answer because you're a Syracuse fan, right? But are Duke still like that national villain without Coach K?
Duke is –
they should be,
look,
shouldn't they?
Duke is just simply the Yankees of college basketball, no matter who's running them.
They're the
no
Yankees.
No matter who's coaching
they're,
them.
Yeah, that's
they're Notre
right.
Dame
they're
of
the
football,
Cowboys.
Right?
Yeah. Right, there's a fan
you
out
either
there.
Love him or hate him, and it doesn't matter if it's Coach K or not. And I would tell you, even – like, even with Coach K leaving, there may be people who go, you know what, okay, like, I didn't like Coach K. I don't know if you can still get to yourself liking Duke. It takes, it might take a sting away.
Yeah.
But then you get real quickly to, no, I'm not going to like them.
Yeah.
And I like John Shire that I have nothing against. I have nothing against Coach K or John Shire, but I don't root for Duke because I just think, like you said, they've won so much.
Yeah, that's
and they
it,
get
right?
every great recruit.
Yeah. I want a team that's never won it before. Who's that? Who's the, who are the – Houston's won it. Has Purdue ever won it? That's who you picked in your bracket, right?
Purdue has never won it, but they did have...
All right, Purdue.
Wait, Glenn Robinson. They had the Glenn Robinson year where they were, like, favored. They didn't win it. I don't think Purdue has ever won it. That's a good question. Like,
Kansas
out of the ones.
Obviously has.
Well, I don't think...
Houston
well, there's,
has.
There's your Alabama, too. They, I don't think
Alabama
they have, right?
hasn't in basketball, but, of course, they haven't.
Has Texas? I don't know if they have. Kevin Durant years weren't they didn't... You know, he was there for a hot minute.
Yep.
I wonder. Okay, yeah, see, I have to see now. That's a good question, some of these teams. I have to think real back. They were in the Final Four when Syracuse won the national championship.
Okay.
Syracuse beat them
yep.
to get to the final, Texas.
Okay.
But they, I don't think
Texas
they've won
too,
it.
Though. I'm going to combine the football for this just because, like, it's the whole school. It's the program. I like rooting for fan bases. Texas. Come on. I know their football program's been a disaster for, like, the last decade, but I came to Texas.
They had Final Fours in 43, 47, and 03.
Okay.
They did not it looks like they've never won the national championship.
Well, all this is window dressing for me anyway, because in what I'm really doing is rooting for my bracket as long as possible.
However,
they
were the pre-tournament Primo Porretta champions in 1933, Texas. That's what Wikipedia is telling me.
Okay.
All right, come on down here. Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino, Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase. We got some people already taking advantage of the stuff we're giving away here. You can see Stephanie. She's going to help you out, give you some beads for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
You're going to spin the wheel. You can win some tickets to stuff. You can win some T-shirts. We have some
t-shirts.
Swag here for you.
We've got beer koozies that you can use for this weekend if you're going down
are
to
you
parade.
Into the, are you into the green beer?
I am into the green beer. I just learned today, did you hear Jeremy earlier on the how you turn the beer green?
You just put dye in it, right?
That's it. But do you know how much it is?
No.
One drop.
Oh, I believe
one
that.
Drop
yeah.
is all you need for, like, a pitcher. And I would have thought, like, see, if I were in charge of that and I didn't know any better, I would just squeeze it, like, right into it. And then the beer would just turn, like, super dark because it would just be too much.
I
so
believe
one
that.
Drop. One drop of green dye, all you need to turn the beer green.
There's a movie. What movie is it? I know it's a movie that I like watching. I've seen
Animal
it many
House.
Times. No.
That was just a guess.
And I know then, and there's a scene where they're in Boston on St. Patrick's Day. There's a parade, and two cops are talking. They look over, and they're like, look at that. It's green. Like, the whole river is green. Like, the Boston Harbor, maybe. It's all green.
Uh-huh.
And they dyed it. And I don't know if they actually do that, but in the movie, they show this. And then the guy, one cop looks at the other, and he says, let me ask you a question. If you can dye it green today, why can't you dye it a lot more blue every other day?
Right. That is
that's a really funny one.
That is Chicago, right? Yeah, Chicago.
Oh, that's Chicago, Chicago.
Well, I'm not saying that maybe the movie was Boston,
okay,
but
yeah.
I know in real life Chicago.
They do.
Yeah, they dye it green every year. Yeah.
Okay. I remember watching that. And then that's a pretty funny line. Well, if you can do it green, why can't you make it darker blue every day, right? Make everybody walk by and go, oh, well, how blue that water is.
Interesting.
Right?
You could do that with all types
does,
of sports.
Do you taste the dye in the green beer? I don't know.
No. Not at all. Not at all.
It does not. You don't have any
blind taste.
Taste
test, you would never notice. In a million years, you would never notice.
Is there any dye that you would taste if it's a different color?
Like I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'm not an expert with cooking. I know enough to – I think I know enough, though, to know that I don't think food dye in any way changes any taste. I think. You ever had, like, one of those bagels that are, like, the tie-dye,
blue
and red?
No.
They don't taste different. They taste the same.
Only when the green is because there's mold on it, maybe that tastes a little
right,
different.
Right, yes.
I'm kind of embarrassing myself right now because I have no idea. I don't think I mean, I'll try green beer. I don't know. I just don't really – I don't love beer, right? I mean, I've had beer.
Yeah.
I don't love it. I'd rather drink something
well,
else. But
could,
I am not dyeing my red wine, I don't think.
Well, that
– Could I do that?
You could try. I don't think that would probably come out well.
Excuse me, what would you like, sir? I'd like a Cabernet, but could you put a green dye in it, please?
Yep. Some type of mixed drink or something, you'd probably be able to do it, though.
Stephanie, can you dye red wine?
There's no way you can
like
dye
red
wine.
You can dye green beer? I'm asking.
He's trying to make it green.
Wow, it's put green in it.
Yeah, you can't. There's no way you're ever getting it green, I don't think. There's no way.
You couldn't get it to get green, even. Right?
Unless you're doing, if you did a white wine, you might be able to turn it green.
Right?
Yeah. If you want to do wine, I would go white wine, and you could put the green dye in it, one drop, and you'd probably be off and running. That's what you should do.
I think it's about time we took a break and brought Paul Hamilton on to talk about the Sabres. Let's do that next.
Paul, what
all
he
right?
knows with green
let's
dye.
Let's talk with Paul Hamilton. Sabres are in Philadelphia tonight. That game, of course, on WGR. We are here at Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, Paul Hamilton on the way next on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.